Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. Whenever I turn on television, I hear things like seed faith, prosperity, God wants you to become a millionaire. How about you? Would you like to know the truth about prosperity teaching? Is it God? Is seed faith God? Is there a wrong version? Is there a right version? What is the truth? How many of you are interested in knowing? Yeah. I am. Well, I'm here with Dr. Jim Richards, and I don't know a better person to ask the question, is there anything wrong with the popular message today, which is all lumped together called prosperity teaching?
You know, it's so sad to have to say it, that a truth of God has been so twisted that it's become something that feeds greed and self-centeredness and makes it almost impossible for people to grasp God's realities for us prospering and for us living in abundance.
Well, that begs a question. Does God want all of us rich?
You know something? God wants all of us living prosperous lives. He wants us living in lives where our needs are met. He wants us living in lives where we're comfortable. But more than anything else, He wants us to live that God kind of abundance where we have resources to invest into the world, change the world, change people's lives. You know, the truth is, the reason the world is in the shape that it's in today is because the church has taught that there's something spiritual about being poor, and the wicked has control of the resources. And God made it really clear many times in the scripture that when the wicked have the wealth, that the wicked will rule and the righteous will moan.
You know, if I was God, and I was a casting director, I would pick you to be a specialist in this area. Let me tell you why. James was raised in extreme poverty. His dad was an alcoholic. His dad not only didn't contribute to the finances of the family, he actually took money away. His mother made $19 a week. There were three kids. You really had a tough time as a kid.
Yeah, poverty was the norm for us. I mean, we were one of those families that you passed all of your clothes down, and you know, you would have one pair of shoes, and you know, I can remember taking tape and taping around my shoes so the soles would stay on the bottom of my shoes, and you know, you might have one pair of pants that you would, that's it, you just wear them till you couldn't stand to wear them anymore, and then you'd strip down and wash them and let them dry, and that's all we had. And you know, like you said, my dad would come back many times and break into the house, steal all the food that we had, steal the heating oil that we had in the winter. And so growing up in that kind of situation, that becomes the norm for you, and really your beliefs start being molded.
So you had what many people have, a poverty mindset.
That's right.
Now, explain to me, with this poverty mindset, there's actually been studies that after a few generations, explain that.
Yeah, you know, we know, and the Bible tells us how that if something happens for several generations, that it will continue on in our children. And that's not because God is cursing us. It's what this study reveals. It says that if three or four generations of children grow up in welfare or grow up in destitution, that by the fourth generation, they come into the world hardwired for that kind of life, and it'll be very unlikely that they will ever get out of poverty by the time several generations have gone through this.
But there is light at the end
of
the tunnel. And as a matter of fact, at 28, he really, you thought he hit rock bottom before, he gets sick. And he owes so much money to the doctors and the hospitals. You'd never pay that back.
Oh, no.
And one day, you're saying a prayer in your own house, and all of a sudden, you hear, and it's his wife. Oh, I broke it. No, she didn't even say that either.
No, it's the truth. You know, I'd gone from desperate poverty to just the get-by mentality. And you know, you live just getting by, just barely getting by. And I was thanking God for our food one day, and I was just saying, Father, I thank you that you love us. I thank you that our needs are met. My wife said, Jim, I am just sick and tired of us having our needs met. She said, I don't think this is God's plan for us. I don't think this is how we're supposed to live. Now, at that time, I just walked through getting healed, and it took about 3.5 years from this genetic disease that I was born with and should not have survived, should have died. And at the end of it, I get healed, and I look around, and I am so deep in debt that it looks impossible that I would ever get out of debt. And we were just barely living from hand to mouth.
So, you started studying the Bible. What did God show you about the principle of sowing and reaping?
Well, you know, the first thing that I understood about sowing and reaping is not an external thing. It's not like I'm going to give and God's going to owe me something back. And that's part of this get-rich scheme that's been presented to us, you know, improperly, if you will, from the Christian community. It's not like I'm going to force God. Sowing and reaping is about something that happens in my heart so that as I invest from a heart of generosity, so as I develop myself where love is motivating me and I'm investing in the world and investing in other people, it changes something inside me that gives me the capacity to receive, or not just to receive, the capacity to even perceive the opportunities for wealth.
Jim, by his own experience, pulled himself out with biblical principles out of debt. But God doesn't want you just pulled out of debt. He wants you to prosper, to meet all of your needs, your family's needs, and then take care of, can you imagine being able to take care of the community, take care of the needs of other people? It's available. And when we come back, I want him to teach a little on that.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
My passion is for you to walk in divine health 24/7. That's why I handpicked my favorite healing scriptures from many translations of the Bible, personalized them for you, and made them available in this free ebook. I want you to meditate or pray out loud these scriptures over your life daily and witness the supernatural healing power of God's kingdom come upon you.
Download your free healing scriptures ebook now.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
James, as he began to study the Bible, found out that man was originally wired for success. Explain.
Yeah, you know, the very first thing that God said to man was be fruitful and multiply. We're created in the likeness and the image of God, and we are designed to rule and reign in life like kings. Now, we're not supposed to be like the paupers. We're supposed to be like the kings. And so one of the things I discovered is that the first place we have to start is it really God's will? Is this really what God wants for us? I began to see that the Bible says God takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. I began to see all of these promises.
So why is it today, if someone is in ministry or a strong Christian, they're not supposed to get prosperous? They're not supposed to have a big home. Why is that mentality there if from originally we were supposed to be blessed?
You know what? There's been a deception in the world from the father of all lies that has gotten woven into Christianity throughout history. And when these lies appear, they appear in many forms to try to steal from us what God has given us in His Word and through the finished work of Jesus. And so you see this lie manifest in two different ways. You see it manifest in this extreme concept of greed and get-rich-quick schemes and all this kind of stuff. But then there's the other side of it where there's something spiritual about being poor, some blessed aspect of it.
Is it the devil tries to get us coming and going?
Yes, it is. It's like he's going to give us every lie that could possibly appeal to us. But you know, the Bible says that poverty is the destruction of the poor. Man, when you're poor, you don't have time for God. You can't take care of your family hardly. You're struggling. You're under pressure. And that's actually a form of temptation. Anything, according to the meaning of the Greek word for temptation, anything that causes me to strive is something that's trying to seduce me into compromising my life.
Is poverty a curse?
Yes, it is. The Bible is very clear that poverty is the curse of the law. And that really brings us to the next phase in my journey, was realizing that Jesus delivered me from the curse of the law. And you look at that and you go, well, and I remember saying, now, God, I know this is true. I know this is your truth, but I'm not experiencing your truth.
Is that what, in other words, we were wired for success with Adam and Eve.
That's right.
Then came the fall.
Yep.
What happened? Did we get rewired the wrong way?
We didn't get rewired. We got programmed.
Okay.
We got conditioned. You know, the oldest lie that Lucifer brought to planet Earth was that God is not good. He is not the one that you can trust. He's not the one that's going to do good things for you. You need enlightenment, and you can do it for yourself independent of God. Oldest lie in the world.
You talk about boundaries, imaginary boundaries that limit us.
Right.
Explain that.
Well, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, 4th chapter, 23rd verse, it says, guard your heart above all else that you guard, because out of it flows the issues of life. Now, that word issues could have just as well been translated as boundaries. And what that is telling us, it's telling us that all the limitations in our life, we may think they're out here, we may think they're because of the economy, we may think they're because of the circumstances, we may think it's because of the people that oppose us, but the real truth is, all boundaries are determined by what we believe about ourselves. And I realized that I had accepted a definition of myself that was based on what my life had been. And I had to look at the Word of God and say, who does God say that I am? And I started connecting to me resurrected with Jesus, me being a new creation. Well, you know, when you connect with the resurrected Jesus and you realize that all the promises of God, every promise that God has ever made to anyone is yes for you, when you're in Jesus, that boundary is going to expand. Those limitations are going to start going away.
Do you feel you have any limitation? I mean, coming from the background that he came from, I mean, you could not have been economically lower than you were. How in the world did you turn it around for yourself?
You know, this is God working in your heart. You know, and I'll tell you something. When my wife and I began to see these biblical principles, we realized that we had done the same thing with poverty that we're doing with sickness. See, I had a good excuse to be sick. I was born with this. I didn't do anything to make this happen. I didn't, you know, this was a genetic problem. You know, when you got an excuse for something, then you justify it and you live with the excuse. And I'd done that with sickness. Well, you know what? I realized that I was looking at my life saying, you know, I had these doctor bills. I didn't do this. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't mismanage any money. I wasn't dishonest. Well, you know what? That was an excuse. Because I was allowing my circumstances to define how big God could be. I want to tell you something, Sid. We got on our knees at the foot of our bed one night, and we apologized to God. Literally, we just said, Father, we know you love us. We know that when Jesus was raised from the dead, that he conquered all the curse of the law, and we have no right to live this way. We have no right to be destitute, and we repented, and that means change our mind. And we changed our mind, and we made a determination. We said, God, from this day forward, we will never be here again unless we're here because we've given it all away,
or
unless we're suffering for righteousness' sake, but we will never be desperate again because we have failed to trust you and operate your word in our lives.
Do you, most people know there's going to be economic failure throughout the world in the last days.
Right.
Do we have to go through that? Is there anything we can do to prosper in these last days, or is it just inevitable?
Well, you know, Isaac sowed in a time of famine, and the Bible said he reaped incredibly. And all the Bible shows us, you know, Joseph, Daniel, all of these people, they prospered in situations where that they should have suffered in.
You know what I believe? I believe when times are tough, God is going to make believers shine.
Oh, yeah.
And there's going to be such a contrast. Right. Everyone's going to want to be a believer. When we come back, I want to find out more about this.
Jesus taught us to pray to our Heavenly Father, "Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Did you know that no one in heaven is broke or hungry? No one in heaven is suffering. It's time to take back all that the devil has stolen from you. Success and prosperity with purpose is your God-given destiny. We will be back with more of It's Supernatural in just one moment. Dr. Jim Richards has helped thousands of people around the world to break through into new levels of fulfilling their God-given destiny and purpose. Now, he wants to mentor you. Call now and get Dr. Jim Richards' box set, Harvest Your Abundance Now, which includes his supernaturally powered book, Wired for Success, and his life-changing three-part audio CD set, The God Kind of Abundance, produced exclusively for you, our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9275. Through his powerful book, you will be transformed from barely getting by to having more than enough. Begin the process of God reprogramming your heart to walk in financial success so you can fulfill your God-given destiny and purpose. The book includes easy-to-do exercises that will supernaturally change your heart so you will begin to live successfully in every area of your life. Through his three-part audio CD teaching, produced exclusively for you, our It's Supernatural audience, you will clearly understand prosperity from God's perspective, so you can thrive in these last days in the midst of this current shaking of the global economy. Receive a fresh understanding of the biblical principle of sowing and reaping. Understand God's calling for you to be a blessing to your family, the kingdom of God, and others. Included are Jim Richards' powerful prayers of faith to release God's supernatural financial breakthrough into your life. Don't miss out on getting Jim Richards' box set, Harvest Your Abundance Now, which includes his supernaturally powered book, Wired for Success, and his life-changing three-part audio CD set, The God Kind of Abundance, produced exclusively for you, our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9275. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9275 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, we're living in such a selfish age. Me first. Self. Me. Tell me about the grace of generosity as opposed to selfishness.
You know that's the phenomenal thing. See, we want our prosperity to be something that increases our life on every level, not just financially. And see, so many times when people begin to look at this prosperity thing, it's all about getting more. It's all about having more. And so Paul says, just as you exceed in speech and, you know, spiritual gifts and all these things, make sure that you excel in this grace. And he's talking about this grace of giving. And as I began to look at the Word of God, I discovered something so phenomenal. And see, here's the thing about grace, God's ability that works in us, that makes us strong. It's the same thing. It's a different terminology. It's the same thing as just saying the Holy Spirit working in me. You know, same thing. But grace is like a two-sided coin. You can only get the grace, the capacity to receive what you get the capacity to give away. See, I wasn't so interested in being wealthy. I was interested in taking care of my family, serving my family, but I tell you, I was interested in investing in the world, reaching the world for Jesus and giving to ministries and helping other people. And so I was seeking God for this capacity to give things away. And what started happening is I started having this capacity to recognize and move in realms of success and prosperity that I'd never moved in. I mean, God would show me things that in the past I would have withdrawn from. And He would show them to me, I would step into them, bam, prosper.
You stretched your boundaries.
That's exactly what happened.
You were doing.
Those boundaries. See, because since grace works in my heart, then it can only work if I'm believing the truth, and that truth is going to always expand my boundaries.
Now, you learned a lesson the hard way that God is our source.
Yep.
Tell me about the time you were embezzled.
I came home from a missions trip, and to find out that day, my home, our ministry property, was going into foreclosure. I had $36,000 in overdraft fees at the bank. Every bill that we had was probably 90 days old, and I discovered that an accounting person had embezzled, while I was out of the country, every penny that we had. And in typical embezzlement situations, you never get any of it back because they've spent it. They've blown it on something. And so, you know, we're looking at this and this is tremendous. And particularly, this wasn't that long ago. At my age, you know, you lose everything. You're thinking, I'm starting all over again. Well, you know something? My wife and I sat down and we just said, you know what? We can spend our life fretting over this. We can be angry over this. We can have all kinds of negative emotions. Or we can invest that same effort into just trusting and following God. The Lord is my shepherd. He leads me away from lack, away from want. And we knew that if we would just follow God, the same God that got us there the first time would get us there again. And, you know, my staff would come to me every day and they'd say, Brother Jim, what are we going to do today? I said, we're going to serve people today. That's what we're here for. And we're going to listen to God. And, you know, there'd be those days where it's like, if we don't have $100,000 by noon, we're gone. And we would just pray. And then we would just serve people like we always did. And we didn't make it about trying to get it back. And you know, the real truth is, in about 9 months, we were caught up on everything.
9 months?
In about 18 months. Yeah. Now, and we're talking about $170,000 to the IRS besides what was stolen. But we're talking about in 18 months, our income actually doubled.
Okay. There are people watching us right now, you are, and you're saying, I desperately need help. I want to ask Dr. James Richards to pray a supernatural prayer over you, and you get open to receive.
Before I pray, I want to say one thing. Are you willing to give up all of your excuses? Doesn't matter how you got there. Doesn't matter if it's your fault. Doesn't matter if it's somebody else's fault. Are you willing to give up all those excuses and say, God is God. His promises are sure. Jesus was raised from the dead. He delivered me from the curse so I can make this journey. If you make that decision, then you're ready to receive. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak life. I speak blessing. Lord, I thank you that the hearts of these people that are hearing these words are going to start exploding with a new capacity, a new hope, a new outlook to believe you and to walk with you in this path of provision in the name of Jesus.
Something supernatural has just happened to you. I want you to study your Bible on what God's... This is exactly what James did when he was challenged by his wife. You study what God has to say. You get it in your heart, and then you do it. But make sure, first of all, that Jesus is your Messiah and Lord.
That's right.
Make sure that you've repented of your sins, you've told them you're sorry, and believe the blood of Jesus washes you clean, and you have a fresh start, and you have no past, but you have that same old brain and that stinking thinking. So renew that brain through the word of the living God, and devil, watch out. You're not going to have one of those people anymore. If God is for you, who can be against you?
Jesus taught us to pray to our Heavenly Father, let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Did you know that no one in heaven is broke or hungry? No one in heaven is suffering. It's time to take back all that the devil has stolen from you. Success and prosperity with purpose is your God-given destiny. We will be back with more of It's Supernatural in just one moment. For over 30 years, Dr. Jim Richards has helped thousands of people around the world to break through into new levels of fulfilling their God-given destiny and purpose. Now, he wants to mentor you. Call now and get Dr. Jim Richards' box set, Harvest Your Abundance Now, which includes his supernaturally powered book, Wired for Success, and his life-changing three-part audio CD set, The God Kind of Abundance, produced exclusively for you, our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9275.
My book, Wired for Success, was written because God showed me that unless we knew how to follow Him with our heart, and unless we had success in our heart, that we would not be able to survive these times that are coming.
Through His powerful book, you will be transformed from barely getting by to having more than enough. Begin the process of God reprogramming your heart to walk in financial success so you can fulfill your God-given destiny and purpose. The book includes easy-to-do exercises that will supernaturally change your heart so you will begin to live successfully in every area of your life.
This 3-CD set is designed to take you then step-by-step, practical application, but also to unravel the religious concepts that are trying to cheat you, that's holding you bondage to lack and poverty.
Through his 3-part audio CD teaching, produced exclusively for you, our It's Supernatural audience, you will clearly understand prosperity from God's perspective, so you can thrive in these last days in the midst of this current shaking of the global economy. Receive a fresh understanding of the biblical principle of sowing and reaping. Understand God's calling for you to be a blessing to your family, the kingdom of God, and others. Included are Jim Richards' powerful prayers of faith to pull down the strongholds of lack and to release God's supernatural financial breakthrough into your life.
Well, Dr. Jim Richards has proven these biblical principles himself and has taught for 30 years thousands of people that have found that God is not a respecter of persons, and His word is true. Let every man be a liar, but His word is true. And with the times we're coming into, I believe this is God's time for true believers in the Messiah to be the head and not the tail.
Don't miss out on getting Jim Richards' box set, Harvest Your Abundance Now, which includes his supernaturally powered book, Wired for Success, and his life-changing 3-part audio CD set, The God Kind of Abundance, produced exclusively for you, our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9275. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9275 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. What caused this stay-at-home soccer mom to travel the nations rescuing women sold into sex traffic? She says it's time for you to arise. It's going to have the same effect on you. No more couch potato.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.